So first off, congratulations. But what does it mean to you to win this race?
Well, it's pretty amazing. We've been working for it the past couple of years, and I know my crew has really been waiting on it. And our big sponsor from Hickman Automotive Group, they really helped a lot with working towards this. And my dad, him not being in the car and spotting for me, that helped a lot too. So everything just went our way on Sunday, and we pulled out with the win.
So walk us through the race, kind of how some of it went down and how you did end up getting that win.
It was good in practice. We had no mechanical issues. We just had a bit of setup problems, and we fixed those for the most part. In the heat race, there was a bit of speedy dry on the track from the hobby stock race before us, and I came out, I was in second place, I believe, coming out of turn two, and I hit the speedy dry, and the car went a bit sideways on me, and I lost two positions, so I finished the heat race in fourth position, and I started seventh in the main event, and we just stayed out of trouble. And we managed to work our way up to second for the second last restart. And then on lap 16, we took first place and we kept it for the rest of the race.
That's incredible. So what does it mean to you to be the first female to win at this event?
It feels really good. I feel like a lot of young girls really look up to me. And I feel like it breaks a lot of stereotypes put out there by most of society. And showing like that I can do things that normal females can't do. I feel like I can encourage other young girls to be who they want to be, and it doesn't matter what society tells them to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And do you hope it'll get, you know, more young girls involved in racing like yourself?
I really do. There's a few young girls out there now. Well, they're only like 2 years or maybe only 1 year younger than me, but they race in a bit of a lower division, and they seem like they're going to start to do well. I know there's one young girl out there. She's 9 years old. She did really well. Her first race was on Sunday, too.
Sarah, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get into racing?
Well, my dad used to race dirt track, and he gave it up for family reasons when I was about two, I think. And my cousin, Shane Coffin, he started up into it when he got a bit older after my dad quit. And we saw him out to Thunder Valley Speedway down in Bishop's Falls. And back then, that's when the bandos were going around. And I just knew I had to get in the bando. And we bought Whitney Farrell's bando, I believe. And that's when I started out to Eastbound the very first year.
What has this process been like from when you first got into racing and now that first big win?
It's really, every day is a new day to learn. We thought we had a lot figured out with the bando. And then Jack Tanner, he went and came down with us. He's our buddy from Nova Scotia. And he went and showed us a whole new playing field. And that's when I won the championship in the Bandolero division at the Eastbound in 2016. Every year we try to step up to a new competitive level, and it just so happened that we were there again this year.
So, Sarah, what's next for you now? When's your next race?
On Father's Day is the next race. That's when my dad is bringing his car out again. And I'm hoping to be there at the end of the year for the championship. And maybe for next year, I may be able to get into the NASCAR Drive for Diversity program in North Carolina.
So what would be involved in that? That sounds really interesting.
It's basically a school for racing. I would go away. I'm not sure how many months it is. I think it's for the whole school year, but I'm not entirely sure. And they pick 6 to 10 people out of everybody that signs up.
Wow.
It's the Drive for Diversity. So you either have to be an indigenous person or you have to be a female in NASCAR. So I actually have both of those options covered.
Well, Sarah Thorne, breaking down barriers, the first female to win the Sportsman main event in the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series at Eastbound Park. Congratulations, Sarah, and thanks for this.
Thank you.